Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Spirit Halloween is getting in on the Christmas game as it expands into the holiday space across the Chicago area. Joining us with the details is Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor, based in New York. Bob, thank you for joining us today. And this is a brilliant idea. When I saw this, I was stunned that they didn't come up with this idea like 6 or 7 years ago. So does this mean that existing Spirit Halloween locations will just tick over into a Spirit Christmas location, for lack of a better word, providing a few more months of rental income to all those former Kmarts and CVSs and Walgreens out there?
Ho, ho, ho. Absolutely. Well, let's be serious. This was a pilot they started out with last year for about 8 stores, and now it's going to be expanded to 30, and I think 3 of them are going to be right around you in Chicago. But it's the first thing when you said that is, yeah, haven't they always been doing that? And then you say, well, why haven't they been doing that? So it's really kind of a funny moment. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And I guess they're going to have an immersive Peppermint Village and all kinds of apparel and decorations and gifts. So that's a big space to compete in. And I'm not sure the drive is as great to get that Halloween costume. Maybe you'll have Halloween mixed with Christmas. Maybe it'll be that Bad Santa kind of. They could have everything in those big stores, you know?
Well, you could have the Nightmare Before Christmas, but that's probably copyrighted and therefore outside of the Spirit Halloween slash Christmas business model. But there are stores that do sell Christmas and holiday-related merchandise year-round. If you go to Disney World, there are at least several places where it could be 25 million degrees in July, and you can go into the Christmas store and get your Disney-themed Christmas ornament for the following December. But Halloween, there are lots of costumes. There are lots of just off-brand costumes that you can get that are cheap to make and cheap to buy. How does the merchandise mix change when you flip over from Halloween into Christmas?
Well, the interesting thing is you pretty much have to open a whole nother store. So everything you had before has to go into storage. And the nice thing about Halloween is it doesn't go bad. And technically, neither does Christmas. So as long as you've got the warehouses for everything, that's great. But the wild card on all of this is, what is the tariff going to be, particularly for the holidays? No one is clear. And a lot of retailers have bought an awful lot of merchandise in early. And they are hoping that they will not end up regretting the day that they spent that extra money on tariffs if they are challenged and go away in court.
Now, when we talk about tariffs and the impact on Christmas decorations, I would imagine it's probably a big, very wide category. But speaking entirely from a self-interested perspective, Bob, how are tariffs going to affect outdoor decorations, particularly lights, especially once you pull them out of the attic and you discover that half of them don't work?
Well, that's a great point, because it all comes from China, and the 50% tariff is there. People are saying that there are shortages already in several categories, and that's only going to be getting worse. So I think it's going to be retailer by retailer, and some of the big ones that you would think, oh, they're going to have everything like they used to, maybe not this year.
Good luck. Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York, thank you for joining us today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.